Stress relief tips for preventing aging and preserving youthfulness. Stress is bad enough, but understanding the way that stress can negatively impact the body can actually make us feel stressed about stress. It's a horrible cycle and nobody wins. Forget the wrinkles that we get from making faces when we are feeling anxious. What about the way that our bodies begin to produce cortisol when we are feeling overwhelmed? What about the way that heightened cortisol levels can lead to decreases in bone density and muscle mass? What about the way that heightened cortisol levels can cause heart problems and diabetes, or a related issue in hypoglycemia? Yeah, wrinkles are a huge side effect, but that's nowhere near as important as realizing just how potent a killer stress can be. And it kills us silently. There's nothing more important than our health, so learning how to de-stress can actually be one of the most crucial things that we can do in order to thrive and maintain a healthy and youthful lifestyle. Have you ever watched children as they interact with the world? Would you say that they tend to be stressed out and prone to bad moods? No, usually children have a tendency to live in the moment, and they don't let their stresses bog them down. Instead of wondering what they should have done differently and letting themselves become overwhelmed by the possibilities and their mistakes, instead, they have a mindset of trying to figure out what to do next. They are proactive and thoughtful, but they don't dwell in the negativity the same way as adults do. Of course, that is a generalization, but consider the lesson here. Rather than dwelling in the things that we can't control and things that have already been said and done, it is time to be proactive. It is time to think about what we can do to move forward. It's also important that we allow ourselves to have fun and to prioritize the things that actually make us feel happy. That's not to say it's more important to play and have fun than it is to pay the bills and work. It simply means that learning the ways that you relax and enjoy the moment can be crucial in the maintenance of our mental and physical health. If you feel overwhelmed and stressed out, or find yourself suffering from the famous all work and no play syndrome, take a moment to think about what it is that makes you feel good and how you can begin to implement things into your life that make you happier. Something that can help a lot of people with stress is physical activity. Naturally boosting our serotonin levels with exercise and movement can be incredibly helpful and give us mood-enhancing chemicals without even needing to take a prescription antidepressant. Not only that, but we feel good when we exercise because we know that we are doing something important for our bodies to help us look and feel great. It is a good way to help us boost our confidence and feel the best way about us possible. We will discuss physical exercise and its correlations with anti-aging later in this training. Another common way that people attempt to battle stress in their daily lives is meditation. Mindfulness meditation is perhaps one of the most effective methods of meditation for people who want to be able to slow down in their lives and pay attention to the little things. It can help us to remember to live in the moment rather than getting lost in our heads, and ultimately taking at least 5 minutes out of our day to practice meditation can significantly reduce our stress levels and help us to live our best lives possible. Another thing that can help with stress is to speak with a counselor or therapist. Many people think of it as a bad thing, but sometimes it can be nice to have an objective party around who is willing to listen to our problems and help us to work through them in a constructive way. Sometimes we accumulate stress that we don't even realize or acknowledge, because they are related to issues that have been affecting us since our developmental stages or childhood traumas. While we may be living to the best of our ability, there is always something worthwhile about taking the time out to be introspective and learn more about ourselves so that we can navigate the world in the most effective way possible. Whether you consider therapy or not, journaling and writing down the things that bother you can be a good way to process your feelings and events that are happening and stay focused on the present moment. It is good to express yourself and to keep in mind the fact that when we don't express the things that bother us, they often build up until they create situations in our lives that are beyond our control at that point. Rather than letting your unconscious energies dictate the way you live your life, acknowledge them in a way that makes it possible for you to move on and stay focused on the next step in making your life better and accomplishing your goals. Something else that can help us to reduce stress is to stop or slow down our intake of caffeine. This will not only help us to stop feeling anxious, but it will help our blood vessels to expand rather than restrict the flow of blood and improve our circulation, which is hugely beneficial for those who want to remain youthful and slow the effects of aging. It can be difficult to do, but there are other ways to get your energy levels up in the morning, such as through exercise and drinking water with lemon in it for a nice boost of citrus and energizing vitamin C. You can also take B-complex vitamins for a burst of natural energy that will ultimately help your body to function and thrive. Don't let stress be the silent killer that is preventing you from becoming the person you most want to be. It can begin to show on our faces and affect our health, so if you want to live a happy and youthful life, you have to make sure that you are feeling happy and youthful. Follow these tips to begin working on reducing your stress levels and naturally enabling your body to do its own anti-aging process, starting now.